We'll call the Senate Finance Meeting to order this afternoon. Please silence your cell phones. The time is 1:32 p.m. on Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Happy Leap Day. I'm joined today by Senator Bishop, Senator Wilson, Senator Barrick, and myself, Senator Olson. Both Senator Stedman and Hoffman are away on other business, and Senator Keel's tending to a bill in another committee. Oh, but we'll be back shortly. We have three bills on the agenda today. The first one is HB 26 by Representative Story. Next is Senate Bill 91 by Senator Klayman. And the last is going to be Senate Bill 132 by Senator Bishop. First one up is HB 26, Native Languages Council by Senator Story. We heard this on January 20th. We requested amendments from the committee members, and they were incorporated into the committee substitute. Senator Merrick, we have a motion.
Thank you, Chair Olson. I move that the Finance Committee adopt Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 26 Finance, Work Order 33-LS0266/Sierra as a working document.
I'll go ahead and object for explanation of the changes that were made to the bill. Ken Alper, please come on up and give us an idea of what the changes are. Identify yourself for the record and go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ken Alper, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. The changes in the Sierra version look substantial as a rewrite, only because they are taking language that was in one department and moving it to another department. So there are three major changes. First off, we're moving the council itself from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development to the Department of Education. This is at the request of the council themselves. To do that, you'll see in the CS that we're repealing AS 4433520. That was the existence of the council in the commerce statutes, and we're recreating it in the bulk of the text of the bill, AS 1407-200. In addition to that, all of the other changes that were being made in the bill as it came to the committee, which added two languages to the list of official languages of the state, expanding the council from 5 to 7 members, and changing the name of the council itself, those are retained in the committee substitute. The second change is transition language, ensuring that the current appointed council members, their current orders, their current regulations, and so forth, do carry forward while moving the council over to education. I will point out for the committee, Mr. Chairman, that the staff position to the council remains within the Department of Commerce. This bill could not change that, and it would be expected that this would be taken up in the budget process should the bill pass. And finally, there is a sentence in law that is unconstitutional that says the English language is to be used in all government functions and actions. That's AS 4412320. That first sentence is deleted, and you'll notice that towards the back of the bill, I think on the last page, page 3 of the bill at the very top. The English language is the language to be used by all public agencies and all government functions and actions. That is being deleted for constitutional reasons. And those are the changes in the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for Mr. Alper by members of the committee? Any other further objections by members of the committee? I'll go ahead and remove my objection. We'll have Representative Story come on up here and give us some comments on the changes to the bill. Whether you agree with them, not agree with them, or improvement could be made.
Thank you, Chair Olson and members of the committee. It's good to be here today. I very much agree with the changes, and most importantly, the council agrees with the changes. And so I thank you for taking this up.
Any further questions by members of the committee for the bill sponsor? With that, I want to thank you for bringing the bill forward, and seeing it on its way. Any further discussion? Senator Merrick, we have a motion to move the bill out.
Thank you, Chair Olson. I move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 26 Finance, Work Order 33-LS0266/Sierra from committee with individual recommendations and forthcoming fiscal note.
Okay, without objection, HB 26 moved from committee. I'd like to go ahead and have everybody go and sign the paper while we're waiting. I would like to make one thing I forgot to do at the beginning, that was to introduce the two former finance co-chairs from the House that were there when I first was in here, Senator Bill Thomas, or, I'm sorry, Representative Bill Thomas and Representative John Harris. Good to be here. Thank you, Seaver. What's going on? With that, we're at ease. Call the Senate Finance Meeting back together again, back to order. Next bill up is Senate Bill 91, Telehealth and Disciplinary Care Teams by Senator Matt Clayman. We first heard this bill on February 14th. We requested amendments from the committee. They were incorporated into the committee substitute. Is there a motion? Senator Wilson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move the Finance Committee to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 91, Finance Work Order 33-LS. 0193/S as a Susitna as our working document.
I'll go ahead and object for discussion. Can Mr. Alper will go ahead and explain the changes. Mr. Alper, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with an explanation of the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, Ken Alper, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. The committee substitute version asked before you. The bulk of the changes are a rewrite and restructuring of Section 1 of the bill, really for clarity. The first change makes sure that the telehealth option is available for all the members of the multidisciplinary care team that should not be reasonably available in the state. It just sort of clarifies that not reasonably available in the state portion. It also, rather than trying to embed the care team language within the existing sections, a new subsection 3 was added. You can see it on page 2, starting line 17 of the bill, that talks about ongoing treatment and follow-up care by the multidisciplinary care team. And that came with certain conforming changes that pulled some of that language out of subsections 1 and 2.
The third change clarifies, and that's in that same section, that all members of the multidisciplinary care team should be licensed in the other state, that they'll all be licensed professionals. The fourth change, it adds to the list of providers, the list of professions that fall under the new bill, advanced nurse practitioners. That was just an oversight in the earlier version of the bill that we've now added the advanced nurse practitioners. And finally, there was a section that got added in a previous committee in the Senate that would have required all individual members of the team to register with the Department of Health. The existing statute requires the employer of these people to register the hospital or whoever is the larger group. So that was maintained for consistency. So the section requiring the individual members to register was deleted from the bill. And you can see it's no longer in the bill, but it was a section that's no longer there. But those are all of the changes in the current version.
Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we just wanted to note here, I think Ken Halper did a wonderful job explaining that, and that was incorrectly. Just here in the change 5 on the written document, it said it was earlier telehealth legislation, but it was an earlier committee. I just want to make sure that we can just clarify that, because it's in section 5 of this piece of legislation that we're referencing on that last sentence on change 5.
Mr. Halper.
Thank you, through the chair, to Senator Wilson. Thank you for the clarification. The change that was deleted in change 5, that was essentially unchanged, was in a previous committee. What I was trying to refer to in writing this document was the telehealth legislation that passed several years ago required this registration at the entity level, and that is being retained for these new care providers. I'm glad that you raised the question so I could say that on the record.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Halper by members of the committee? If not, I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Version S is now before us, and this is a working document. I'd like to invite Senator Klayman and his aide, Claire Lupke, to come on up and comment on the bill and the changes to the bill that were just discussed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Matt Klayman, Representative District H, we support all of the changes that are in the bill. Appreciate the work that your staff did in working with us and also working with the department to iron out some of the details. Consistent with some of the questions we had, concerns we'd raised at the prior hearing, we were actually very focused on clarifying some of the language so that we have expressed concerns with the fiscal note. I think the department's going to reassess the fiscal note in light of these changes, because I had concerns that the prior version of the bill looked like they were going to have an entire position because there'd be so many new people to supervise, and I'm not sure that that's supported anymore.
Thank you for being sensitive to that fiscal notes, because we are the finance committee, so we're watching them as well. Ms. Luke, do you have any closing comments you want to go ahead and say before we move this bill on? Because it's probably a large part, thanks to you, this is here in this forum.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Claire Lubke, for the record, staff to Senator Klayman. I don't have anything else to add, but I enjoyed working with all the committee members on this revision, and I'm happy with it.
Do you agree with the changes that were made?
I do.
Thank you very much. There's no other questions from members of the committee. Is there a motion, Senator Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 91, Finance Work Order 33-LS0193-S, Susitna, from committee, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Without objection, Senate Bill 91 moves from committee. We'll take an at ease to sign the report. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. Next bill up is Senate Bill 132, the Education Head Tax by Senator Cliff Bishop. We heard this on February 14th, took public testimony. We requested amendments to come before the request amendments from the committee members, and we've incorporated them into a committee substitute. Senator Bishop, is there a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 Finance, Work Order 33-Lima Sierra 0764/Uniform as our working document.
I'll object for this discussion. Senator Ken Alpers will explain the changes to the committee substitute. Mr. Alpers, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good to be here again. For the record, Ken Alper, staff to the Finance Committee. The unicorn or uniform version of Senate Bill 132 before you has three changes. One of them adds a date. There was always the requirement that the self-employed individuals would have to self-report and pay the tax directly to the department. It now adds a date. That payment is due on April 15th of the next year, lining up with the federal tax due date. The second change, there's a section that talks about possible coordination between the Department of Revenue and Labor. In that section, a shall was turned into a may to make it seem less prescriptive because it was not clear how one would determine that labor would be able to do it more with a cost savings to the state. And the third change is a simple effective date. When Senator Bishop introduced this bill last session, it had an effective date of January 1st, 2024. We've moved that forward to January 1st, 2025. And those are all of the changes to SB 132, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'll remove my objection for version U. If there's no other objection, we have version U in front of us. Senator Bishop, you want to comment on the bill and the changes that are there?
I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to comment on the bill. We were all here at this morning's meeting at 9 o'clock. And I see this bill is a small step forward to meeting that huge unfunded deferred maintenance bill for education K-12 and our university system. And if that was a very sobering presentation this morning on the small amount of money, and it just shows where we're at financially in the state, and this bill takes one step forward, albeit a small one, but it is a step forward in the right direction. So I appreciate your staff's time, and I fully endorse the changes. Mr. Chairman,
I want to thank you for being the sponsor of this bill and looking at the way it'll go ahead and benefit the educational system. Mr. Bittany, you're down as a staffer. You want to say anything about the changes to the bill? Or you want to say anything about the bill at all? Since you're the dedicated aide there, I was smiling on your face. You're taking it easy? Call the Senate Finance Meeting back to order. Okay, we have a motion before us, Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 132 Finance, Work Order 33 Lima Sierra 0764 / uniform from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay, without objection, Senate Bill 132 moves from committee. Taking at ease to sign the report. Concludes our afternoon agenda for today. Next meeting hearing is going to be tomorrow morning, March 1st at 9 o'clock. There will be an update on the Alaska's broadband office. If there's nothing, no other business before they come before the committee, we are adjourned at 1:55 p.m.